This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Victoria's PrepX study had the fastest response that any PrEP trial had worldwide, with over 4,000 Victorians currently accessing PrEP thanks to the trial. It was something that we discussed here a lot on Joy. The Informer's Dean Arcuri and Daniel Roberts interviewed people about participating in the trial and often said that it was something that they were going to do, but never crossed the line to becoming one of the participants. What were the barriers for them? Last Thursday, before PVAC's decision, they sat down and discussed what had held them back from simply taking one pill a day to help prevent the spread of HIV.
We are both cisgendered gay men who are not currently on PrEP but have been thinking about it.
This is correct. I've been on PEP.
I have also been on PEP.
Mm.
We've actually both talked about this on the show.
Mm. I mean, I've been thinking it for a while, and when I was on PEP, it was recommended. This is when I was living in Sydney, and it was recommended to me that I go on PrEP, and then for whatever reason, I didn't see the process through. I think maybe I freaked myself out thinking there were side effects, maybe listened to the wrong kind of people, and then also decided that I wasn't going to be promiscuous at all anymore, so I didn't need it.
Well, I was kind of in a similar scenario. I signed up to be a part of the PrepX trial that's happening here in Melbourne, and I went, I got the prescription, and being the busy homosexual that I am, I then never got it fulfilled, and when I finally found the prescription in my mess of a home and took it to the chemist, they said, yeah, it's been a month and a half, you need to go back and get retested and get everything back on the rhythm. And then by the time I made gotten another appointment to do it, I'd missed my opportunity and I had to go around in circles again. So I'm currently not on any of the trials, but we both were thinking that we should be taking PrEP. For me, the reason why I thought I was doing it was not because everyone else was, but it was the reality of just the thought of taking a pill once a day to be able to stop yourself from contracting HIV. It relieves a lot of fear and a lot of pressure
totally.
From everything that you're doing in your life.
I reckon so. And I can imagine that. I mean, speaking to lots of different people, guys that have been on it, they don't have that worry anymore. And I know that sometimes I do have that worry still if I go out, you know, for a big night and maybe don't take the precautions that I should. It can be stressful.
I would be lying if I turned around and said that the contracting HIV is never something that's not in the back of my mind in any sexual scenario that I'm a part of.
Yeah.
We are different ages, but I can remember vividly the Grim Reaper with the bowling ball. The Grim Reaper with the bowling ball and bowling people over, an ad that terrified many Australians and did what it needed to do, which is scared people into thinking about what they were doing so that, you know, they wouldn't spread HIV.
Mm.
But that's still an image that's very much sitting in the headspace, even today, of so many people.
Well, I don't know if this is oversharing, but sometimes I, you know, if I get a cold, sometimes I get worried about that sort of stuff. That maybe I've contracted something. I don't know. Maybe that's naive, but sometimes I do think that.
It's just the reality of the world in which we live in, with the knowledge in which we live. But that's why it's also really important for us to be so aware of our sexual health and to be able to get tested and do that. And the interesting thing is when you go on the PrepX trial, it means you have to go back to your doctor. So 4 times a year, you are going back and getting tested as a part of the trial. And you get into that rhythm and habit where you understand what's going on with your body, you understand what's going on with your sexual health, and you become more aware and more knowledgeable.
And also the fear of getting tested is almost taken away as well, because I know every time I usually get tested twice a year, and every time it comes around, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to go through this again. I don't have to wait for the results. But having that sort of regular set 4 times maybe would change that.
So if PrEP becomes available on the PBS, would you jump onto it straight away?
Yes. And actually, I'm in the process. So basically, I went to my local doctor out in the suburbs quite recently and said, I want to get all my tests done again. I saw him last time that I had something and went and got tested, da 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 da. And he said, yeah, sure, okay, let's do it. And then I said, oh, I would like to get my results back, and then hopefully it's all good and I can go on PrEP and you can help me with that. And he said, oh, I don't know anything about that.
Your doctor?
Yeah. So originally I was a bit shocked. Having spoken to people about this process afterwards, actually it's not the case that every doctor is educated in this field. And it's usually that VAC have actually helped doctors through this process. So I actually ended up saying to him, oh, you can look up the VAC website. All the information's there. It's quite easy to import.
But it's an odd space where you have to educate your doctor on something that's in relation to medical health. And this, I think, it raises a really important conversation within the Australian medical space that we aren't as knowledgeable as doctors and medical professionals aren't as knowledgeable as they need to be when it comes to things that involve people or people wanting to stop the spread of HIV. If you are in that field, you know everything you need to. If you are not, you know nothing about it. And I'm hoping that PrEP being on the PBS will actually equalise that and will actually level everything out so that it will put everyone in a space where they have to know more, because that is literally the norm.
Well, I've been talking to guys from the from VAC. They're saying that a lot of the PrEP doctors, particularly in some of the sexual health clinics, are maxed out now.
They're at maximum capacity.
Yeah.
I don't know one that's not, and that's what's the greater concern. Like, if it does get on the PBS, what happens next? If it gets on the PBS and it's a finite number of doctors who are able to use it currently for a period of time, people still aren't going to be able to access it. So we really need to do the work the work has to be done to really educate nationally across the board what this means, because this is a pill a day that stops the spread of HIV and can get us to zero quicker than we'd ever thought possible.
It's amazing how simple that sounds when you put it like that. Hey?
But it is. It is that simple.
That was The Informer's Dean Arcuri and Daniel Roberts as they discuss accessing PrEP and some of the barriers that they have faced in taking the responsibility for their sexual health into their own hands.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.